Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulion from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. This week, I spoke to Christ for All Nations evangelist David Rapunga about plans for a gospel invasion in Motherwell, Gqeberha, from the 11th to the 30th of August. The campaign, which is part of CFAN's vision to reach 1 million young people in the Eastern Cape with the gospel, will conclude with a four-night crusade from the 27th to the 30th of May. Tomorrow, David and colleague Patricia Matabela will be holding a campaign planning meeting with church and community leaders in Motherwell, an area which was in the news recently when U.S. pastor Josh Sullivan was kidnapped in his church in the township while he was preaching. Sullivan was later freed by police after a shootout with the kidnappers under circumstances widely considered to be miraculous. Speaking in a Gqeberha church on Sunday, David said that as an evangelist, he likes dangerous places because that is where the darkness is. We're going there to shine the light of Jesus and to push back the darkness, he said. Until recently, David, who is from Johannesburg, had never been to Gqeberha and had no plans to visit the city, but God. Ever since he gave his life to Jesus at the age of 15, he said he knew he was called to ministry. He just didn't know what ministry. He completed a Bible college degree in 2017 and then worked at a high school in a sports role. During the COVID years, he battled with depression after trauma he had experienced as a result of being bullied at primary school resurfaced. After receiving deliverance ministry, he began to seek the Lord fervently, and in 2023, he applied to attend the Christ for All Nations School of Evangelism in Cape Town and was accepted. To be honest, I only enrolled at the school because my mom said God had told her I must apply, he said. During the first 2 weeks of the two-month school program, he said he badly wanted to leave the course. He had a history of social anxiety and stuttering, and he was afraid of speaking in public and of approaching people. I actually wondered why the school had accepted me, he said. Then David's experience at the school began to change. That is where I fell in love with Jesus all over again. That is where I received this burden for the lost. I think that besides salvation and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that course was my most life-changing experience, he said. It is a school where you just learn the simplicity of the gospel. The equipping for evangelism, I would say, is really second to none. The practical trip that you go on is amazing. Right now, we have students coming from different parts of the world to come to the School of Evangelism in South Africa. David said they learned that in some areas where they had held mini crusades as part of their evangelism training, the crime rate had dropped and pastors who had been feuding were working together. During their practical training, they saw people receiving Jesus, miracles, and the Holy Spirit moving. When the gospel is preached, it is powerful, said David. In early 2024, he and his mother joined a 21-day fast convened by prophetess Janet Brand Hollis, who was going to minister at a church in Gqeberha. They interceded for her trip, and after the 21 days, he and his mother continued to fast and pray for the church in Gqeberha. During that time, he often found himself weeping for the lost youth in Gqeberha, a city he did not know. About 5 months later, Patricia, who had been at evangelism school with him, phoned him and invited him to join a youth crusade campaign they had started in Gqeberha. From mid-2024, they began reaching young people at Gqeberha schools, and principals in Motherwell heard about them and urged them to visit their schools, which they did. They also went to other parts of the Eastern Cape, including East London and rural towns in the north of the province. He said they sense that Gqeberha is a place marked for revival. There is this anticipation of something big happening over the city. Something very big is going to happen amongst the youth of Gqeberha and the surrounding places. So we are really excited to be here. Anybody who would like to support or be part of the Motherwell mission is invited to call David at the following number: 061-580-2358. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.